The Florida Gators are the men's NCAA basketball champions. They won their first national basketball title by beating UCLA 73-57. Joakim Noah led the Gators with 16 points, 9 rebounds, and 6 block shots. We're going to talk about this with Christine Brennan, a columnist for USA Today, a regular guest on this program, who was at the game at Indianapolis. Good morning, Christine.
Good morning, Steve.
Well, UCLA had some big defense through the season, but not last night.
No, they didn't. In fact, the tables were turned. It was all Florida, and it was all Noah, of course. Joakim Noah, who is the son of the tennis star Yannick Noah. And they have similar hairstylists, I believe, the two of them with their interesting long hair. 16 points, 6 block shots, Steve. He was equally adept as a 6'11" sophomore, whether he was passing, shooting, dribbling the ball up the floor himself, if there was a pressure, dominated all over to the floor, to the point that John Thompson, the former Georgetown coach, now turned announcer and broadcaster, came by at halftime in press row, shaking his head. If I'd known he was this good, I never would have retired. John Thompson had him in summer camp as a kid, when Noah was a kid at Georgetown. And he was in shock over what a performance this kid put on, and really single-handedly, especially in the first half, taking it to UCLA.
Were there any lessons from his father, Yannick Noah, that translated across sports?
I think having fun with sports. I mean, this is a kid who's very sharp, very smart. Billy Donovan, the Florida coach, talks about how the one-on-one instruction that he gives to Joakim Noah every time, the kids thanking him 4 or 5 times as they're leaving the practice court. He said, "I don't expect to be thanked once," says Billy Donovan, and he's got a sophomore who's thanking him 4 or 5 times. I think the appreciation for sport, the love of it, have fun with it. You could see that with this kid last night.
Now, Christine, let's go over to the women's side. The women's NCAA final will be played tonight in Boston. Maryland playing Duke, two very different teams.
Yes, they are, but they know each other very well, both from the ACC. They played 3 times already. This will be the 4th, of course. Maryland's a big surprise, Steve, this year without a senior in its starting lineup. Duke has been highly ranked all year, favored to win its first national title and follow the men with one finally. But Maryland hasn't been to a Final Four since the late 1980s. Duke has been in the Final Four 3 of the past 5 seasons. And it's really kind of a David and Goliath, with, of course, Duke being Goliath. But they have to be concerned because Maryland beat them in the ACC tournament semifinals just a few weeks ago. It's coming on like gangbusters right now.
And I suppose Maryland is the George Mason for those who miss George Mason now.
That's right. And you know, it's interesting because with women's basketball, very different from the men's, where you don't see, traditionally, you've seen the powers, Connecticut, Louisiana Tech, Tennessee, of course. Everyone knows those schools. This year it's different. Here you've got Duke, Maryland. Last year, Baylor, Michigan State. What this means to me is that we're seeing the personification of Title IX, the 1972 gender equity law. All of a sudden there's balance in women's sports because so many girls and women are getting good training and coaching. And all of a sudden you see a different team, in this case Maryland, bubble to the surface after years of being down because they get a few good recruits, because there are so many more now women playing great basketball around the country.
Christine Brennan of USA Today, thanks very much.
Thank you, Steve.